This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
والعاقبة للمتقين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. You know, obviously we had our class tonight, but I wanted to, subhanAllah, speak to an incident that happened today. Which was the execution of a Muslim brother by the name of Marcellus Williams, rahimahullah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on him. Some of you may have followed the news of this brother who was on death row and who had all the evidence on his side. Even the prosecution, or rather the legal team of the family that have the murder victim amongst them, did not want this execution to proceed, but with the governor's order and then with the Supreme Court's failure to step in, the brother was executed at 6 o'clock today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on him and accept him as a shaheed. Allahumma ameen. I was speaking to one of the imams who was in touch with him in his last moments, and he told me he was reciting Surah Al-Baqarah. And some of you may have seen the last statement that he put, which was, "All praise is due to Allah in every situation. Alhamdulillah. Ala kulli hal." And subhanAllah, it was a painful 24 hours for people that had witnessed that case and followed it. Obviously, there is an entire history and there is a grieving family that has been in the trenches from the very beginning of this. But I wanted to remind everyone of this congregation, everyone obviously that's been following this case, first and foremost, there is an absolute indictment of the criminal justice system and how criminal it actually is when all of the evidence points to the innocence of a man and it still goes ahead and executes a man. And we should continue to raise our voices against that. And we should speak out against that system when it prosecutes any innocent person. There are many innocent people that have been executed and many innocent people that are on death row. And it's upon us to take this case seriously beyond just the individual. Perhaps this is the case that opens up something to us. And of course, one of those people that has been on death row is Imam Jamil al-Amin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free him from captivity. And others, of course, we just protested for Dr. Afia this past weekend. The second thing is a reminder to you and to me. فَرِحِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ وَيَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ أَلَّا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزُنُونَ. That just like the shuhada in Gaza, just like the shuhada that we are seeing who leave this world in a gruesome fashion, we take comfort in knowing that they are in joy now and that they are comfortable now and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is elevating their rank now and that they would not want to come back to this world for any of its pleasure or comfort after what they are experiencing from the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah accept this brother as a shaheed. I cannot remember, subhanAllah, in recent memory, a person who on death row has done so much da'wah. His letter, which literally says Alhamdulillah as his last statement, is being spread right and left. And the testimony of his character and the person that he was is right and left. And I can't help but wonder and hope, and bi'idhnillahi ta'ala pray that that's a sign of Allah's acceptance of him, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate his rank. So I just wanted to bring his case here for those of you that have been following. Jazakumullahu khairan for trying to raise awareness. But bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, our brother is in peace now. Our brother is resting now. Bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, he is already enjoying what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised him. And what Allah azza wa jal is giving him is far greater than what anyone could have given him here. And I remind all of us to continue that connection to the concept of shahada, even with our brothers and sisters, especially with our brothers and sisters in Gaza. And now in Lebanon, where we see the hundreds and the thousands a day of shuhada. May Allah Azza wa Jalla accept them all as shuhada. Allahumma ameen. So I know that a lot of people are feeling the heaviness of the situation, and we should feel the heaviness of the situation. But I just wanted us to make a dua for our brother. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept him as a shaheed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him for all of his shortcomings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease the pain and suffering of his family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him a paradise that is as expansive as the heavens and the earth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala widen his grave. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his grave with light. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the reward of patience to his family and magnify the reward. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free all of those who are innocently behind bars, who are innocently being prosecuted. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us firm for justice. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant victory and ease to our brothers and sisters in Gaza, in Lebanon, and around the world. Allahumma ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Jazakumullah khair. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.